in this bulletin, Melbourne's lockdown to end on Thursday with a raft of changes to Victoria's reopening roadmap. The New South Wales Premier doubles down on scrapping quarantine for international arrivals. And in sport, opposition grows to plans to hold football's World Cup every 2 years instead of four. Good afternoon, Tina Quinn with SBS News. Melbourne's 10-week lockdown will end on Thursday evening when Victoria is expected to meet its 70% double dose vaccination target. The state has recorded 1,838 new local COVID-19 cases and 7 deaths, with 65.5% of people aged 16 and over now fully vaccinated. The state government has also brought forward some changes to the state's reopening roadmap, including scrapping Melbourne's travel limit and allowing up to 10 visitors a day in the home. And Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has announced a return to school for all students 1 week early and a number of other changes.
I can't tell you how proud I am of our state. The resilience, the courage, the compassion and the conviction that Victorians have shown to get this job done is quite amazing. Not only am I proud, but I'm deeply grateful. But I would just say this, there's still a little way to go. We've got to get that 70 number to 80.
New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has doubled down on his decision to end hotel quarantine for fully vaccinated international arrivals, as well as ditching plans for home quarantine, which had been expected to replace hotel stays. Mr. Perrottet said that New South Wales would welcome all overseas arrivals, but he was quickly overruled by Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who said the government would stick with plans to first open the border to citizens and permanent residents. When asked about his conversation with the PM, Mr. Perrottet said that his dialogue with the federal government had been constructive.
I've had numerous conversations with the Prime Minister, numerous conversations in relation to moving to this point, and the federal government is supportive. Now, obviously, it's a matter for them in terms of how they stage it, but we certainly want to move it, and we want to move fast, because if we can open up safely in this way, we'll get the New South Wales economy back on top. And why is that important? Because it provides opportunity and prosperity for everyone across New South Wales.
A day after reaching its 80% vaccination target, the state has recorded 301 new cases of COVID-19 and 10 deaths. Federal Finance Minister Simon Birmingham has denied the National Party is dictating the Coalition's climate policy. National MPs are meeting today to discuss Prime Minister Scott Morrison's plan to commit to net zero emissions by 2050, ahead of the United Nations crucial climate summit in Glasgow. Some Nationals are yet to agree to a net zero commitment, and it's not clear if the party will use the meeting to decide whether to endorse the plan. But Liberal Simon Birmingham has told Sky News that the government is working through legitimate concerns to formulate its climate policy.
The government is deciding the government's climate change policy. The government comprises all of our members, Liberal members, National Party members, LNP, CLP, etc. So we bring together people right across the country to be able to effectively consider all of the implications and issues. There's no point pretending that there aren't some parts of the Australian community who are concerned about the implications of these decisions.
In sport now, and the International Olympic Committee has spoken out against controversial plans by the world soccer body FIFA to hold the World Cup every 2 years instead of every four. FIFA's proposals are set to be voted on in December by the 211 member associations of global soccer's governing body. But the plan has met with fierce criticism from a number of continental and national federations, as well as players' groups and fans. IOC President Mark Adams says they have strong reservations about the proposal, including issues around gender equality, player welfare, and the impact on other sports.
The increased frequency and timing for the World Cup would create a clash with other major international sports. This includes tennis, cycling, golf, gymnastics, swimming, athletics, Formula One, and many others. This would undermine the diversity and development of sports other than football.
Turning now to today's weather, it's a cloudy day with tops of 21 if you're in Perth. In Adelaide, it's mostly sunny with tops of 23. Melbourne is looking partly cloudy with tops of 19. Hobart's cloudy as well with tops of 17. In Canberra, it's sunny and 19. Wollongong, similar conditions with tops of 20. In Sydney, it's also sunny with tops of 22 expected to be reached. Newcastle has a similar forecast with tops of 24. In Brisbane, sunny and 28. Cairns, partly cloudy with tops of 33. And if you're in Darwin, it's a shower or two expected and maybe a possible storm with tops of 34. I'm Tina Quinn. That's SBS News.